The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasana's podcast network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
What up?
Feeling kind of mellow, huh, Jay Smooth?
No, I'm good. I'm tight. I was just trying not to holler this time. You know
what
I'm saying?
You say tighter? Is that tired?
I'm tight.
Oh, tight. Okay.
Tight? What do you mean, tight?
That's what I didn't know what he was talking about.
What do you mean by tight?
I'm all right, be honest.
Okay.
We all right.
He not flirting.
So can you turn the volume down on that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was wondering where that come from.
It's coming from your phone.
From you, nigga.
And he's talking about that shit. Hey, what's going on, though, everybody? It's been a long time since
the last live worked? It's piping.
It's piping
hot.
It don't got that corona?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
Ain't got no coronavirus over here.
The corona.
My Comcast is well.
That's what's up, man.
Shout out to Comcast for coming out and actually fixing something.
Is that what we're doing after all that time?
No charge.
Okay, but it took them long enough.
Yeah, but I had called, but I had never gone through with it because I'm busy, you know what I'm saying? But
oh, so it was your fault?
No, it's not.
It's theirs, right?
It's their fault.
Yeah, what the fuck then?
But I'm saying, though, they came out and took care of shit without a whole bunch of heartache, and you know what I'm saying? And he could have charged me. If you're watching this, somebody from Comcast, don't mess with my mom.
You good.
Homie Charles. Charles. He's a veteran, too, so it was like, you know.
Oh, so it was a veteran hookup.
We made a connection. No, I think he would have taken care of anybody, but
okay.
He took care of me. So was I wrong for sliding him 20?
Nah. Hold up. What kind of veteran was he? Was he a veteran like you or a veteran like Smooth?
Like me.
Okay.
Yeah. He did a lot of years too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He took an early retirement. I mean, we was kicking it, man. You know what I'm saying? While we were working on the cable together.
That's what's up.
He's like, I can't bullshit you, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how he said it. Like, I can't bullshit you, man.
Shit fucked up.
All this whole street is fucked up. Like, he's like, Comcast, they be telling us to tell people this and that. That shit is fucked up, man. I'm not telling nobody that.
The block is not hot. The block ain't hot, bro.
Yeah, shout out to my homie though.
He ain't had no boxes on sale.
What kind of boxes?
You know, like you used to buy the boxes back in the day.
That's not how it works anymore. Shit. That's not how they control all that shit. They control all that from the house now. So from the Comcast house.
I was about to say, do they still sell? Well, you know,
yeah,
boxes?
You have to have a box now.
I know,
so you can't steal cable anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't get a black box like from nobody no more. Like for 200, right?
But it was
all the channels.
Somebody once told me it's just all about the.
They once told you that?
Yeah, like the wiring and shit like that. Like they put the shit on the when they want to block you. Like they say, it's the same signal for internet and cable. It's the same signal, but they put something over the wire to kind of get you just to be able to just kind of see cable.
I want the old Smooth bag.
That's what the motherfucker was
this
saying.
This nigga's too mellow. I know he's tight and everything, but this is boring.
No, but that's what motherfucker wants. What was wrong with that? So I gotta be hyping and shit and saying
I don't
like,
know.
God damn.
Stop
staring at me, French Red. He's like, nigga, this nigga is mesmerized. Nigga, stop fucking staring at me like I'm motherfucking goddamn O-Dub. O-Dub come. That nigga do not blink when O-Dub is there. He just be like.
So we're deflecting now because you realize.
I'm just saying, man. This nigga staring at me and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? First he goes dog shopping with a fucking male roommate. You know what I'm saying?
That was off.
That's inappropriate how you brought that in, too. Yeah. You could have been funny. Like, somebody could have made that funny. You just wasted it.
Oh, okay. We could act like that
too
shit
late,
didn't
man.
Happen.
It happened. We're alive.
Yeah, but I'm
because Comcast is piping today.
Because Comcast is fucking piping.
French Reds, do me a favor. I know you always like doing shit different, right? But you see how you got your mic cable just sitting up in the middle of the shot? Could you just pull it from the other side there so it slide it down?
He's got it on video, so he actually can see
you
how
can
it
use two hands so it'll work, right?
Yeah, he used to use two hands anyway.
Oh, my God. Why? No.
Look at that.
No,
dumbass.
No.
And you won't lie. Just being a jackass dumbass.
Turn it back like you had it and just pull the cable through.
This is gonna be funny, you guys.
Yeah.
Watch listeners.
Look, you gotta do it one at a time from the top.
From the top?
Look, from the top. Pull it from the other side of that clip where the cable's. There you go.
Fuck it.
Not that hard.
Now you're pulling it tight.
Not that hard, man. Come on, French Reggie. Oh my God.
This motherfucker is such a dummy. Hey, turn. All you gotta do is pull a mic back in.
I want you to be comfortable, but I just wanted you to make sure that was. Never mind.
This nigga got hella degrees.
I should have said nothing. That's not gonna work.
You can't even figure the arm into there.
You gotta pull more mic slack back, more cable back out this way. But you gotta hold the clip. No, my goodness.
This motherfucker.
We are alive. Look at all. We're alive. They see how dumb you are alive. Now you see how it's poking up.
Yeah.
Just pull it down with the shot. No, just pull the cable part.
stupid.
This nigga got been to China on his resume, survived Wuhan, nigga, but can't fix my motherfucking mic stand.
He had a mic cable all in front of your face, man.
Hey, French. It's all good, man. Hey, you just showed everybody on live how such a dumbass you are. It's
don't let them call you like
see,
that.
See, this goes to show how the millennials are and shit. You know what I'm saying? They forget just
so what?
Fine motor skills fucked up. If it was on the phone, he'd have got that shit right. But
older
now
people are smarter?
Yeah. We are way fucking smart. We know how to do shit. These motherfuckers wouldn't be able to survive just regular. Without their phones, they fucked up.
I get that.
They'd be fucked up, like, for real. You know, it's all good, but.
Do you think you're addicted to your phone?
Say yes.
He's a millennial. Of course he is.
I mean, yeah, but if I have to stop for the greater good, I can do it.
What's the longest?
That's not how addiction works.
And he said for the greater good. What does that mean?
That means like if it's stopping me from doing other things in my life, like if I can't focus at work or whatever I'm doing that's necessary, I'm going to have to, you know, stop using my phone.
Is that the greater good or just for your good?
I was just saying.
I was just asking. I just want you to be when you say phrases in public. I want you to say them properly. For the greater good is like all of like
mankind.
Right? There's like it's more than one person.
Wait, let's say we have to stop using phones. Period. Like as a society, I wouldn't have a problem to just.
I wouldn't.
Like it wouldn't be an issue for me.
When's the longest or how long is it? What's the longest you've been without your phone?
Like if I left it somewhere
in the DR, could you use your phone?
Yeah,
like on 3G or did you pay for that little service?
I have that international thing.
Oh, why'd you make that face like you shit on us?
Like
I got that international thing. You know anybody can get that, right?
Allows me to use my phone wherever I go.
Yeah, anybody can get that.
I know that, but
it's not really.
I didn't say it any other way.
No, you made a face. That. Okay. You made a face.
You thought I made a face.
You did kind of make like a fucking crazy rich Asian fucking face.
Crazy rich Asian wife.
But no, so how long? I mean, you said leave it at home, so like less than a day.
Yeah, I can do a day. But I don't know. I always have my phone around me.
So you haven't done a day?
The only time I've ever done some time was that one time I left it in my car and I was at work. So I had to, until the work shift was over, I went and got it.
So since
how many followers did you lose?
since you've had a phone, the longest you've been without it is an 8-hour shift.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
And you can do it for the greater good. You'll be lost. I'm telling you.
You didn't go get on your break?
No, I just stayed inside. Yeah.
You're lying.
No. Because on my break, I could use the computer, so it didn't really matter.
No lunch.
That's the thing.
No lunch too. I don't believe that. Yeah, right.
Inside, there was a cafeteria inside the place.
I'm an old ass nigga. I'm going to get my shit on my.
Yeah, me too. I've turned around halfway to work.
This motherfucker talking about some millennial talk. Oh, I've been 8 hours.
The reason why it didn't really bother me because I could still use my computer. So whatever I needed that or wanted to keep tabs on, I could just use a computer.
Like your email and shit, you be out on your work personal shit like that. You shit where you eat like that.
There's a laptop. It was my laptop.
Hey, look, so
personal laptop.
Hey, guys, you know what? We're glad to be back. We appreciate you guys bearing with us while we were having our technical difficulties. It wasn't our fault. It was Jimmy Mac's fault. But, hey, if you know what? If you're not a premium subscriber yet, I'm going to shout this out at the beginning of the show
Let's do it then.
You need to go to glow.fm/rare and sign up for our premium subscription. You can listen to the podcast on the premium shows exactly where you're listening to the podcast on your free shows. Same app. It's really simple to use. $5 a month or $50 a year. You can tap that little tab there and change it from monthly to yearly, and you save $10 if you do it like that.
Save 2 months. Hey, and just in case, I'm not trying to discount any, it's GLOW. Just in case you like.
Because sometimes people might think Glow is just GLO.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, you just, you know.
Glow.fm/rare.
This nigga talking about somebody might think, nigga, you can't even get the fucking core right. How you going to tell somebody where to fucking go, French? Hey, I got a question. Why the fuck you got a pullover, nigga? Why you got the bones hanging out? That tuck that shit in. That is not real jewelry,
bro.
Oh, cosmetic fake ass, your ass.
Let me ask you guys a question, man.
You wasted because two sentences on me.
Let me ask you a question, man. We've talked about this on the show a few times where we've said that women often know immediately if they're gonna fuck you, you know, within the first 5 minutes. I know you've been famously said that. Women know they gonna fuck you and then they meet you.
Can I have this question before we go further? Yeah. How does he know that? When has he chose somebody in 5 minutes? I mean, to have this experience.
Shit, when I look at a motherfucker, hold on, I'm gonna try to
stand by. But I'm saying you said women know that.
Women do know within the first few minutes.
And I'm asking, having a how do you know that?
Hey, I've talked to plenty of them. And
but if they lie?
I'm telling you, I'm a conversationalist, right? And when I talk to them, I say, look, you know, I said, is it right or wrong, right? Do you know?
Right or wrong,
right? Right? Okay. Do you know within a few, you know, within a certain amount of minutes after talking to a dude, how far are you going to take the shit? What you going to do with it? And shit like that. And majority of them say, yeah, we kind of make that. I'm like, definitely the first motherfucker, if I take a motherfucker, if I meet somebody, whether it be at a club or whatever.
Can you do me a favor? Can you stand by? I asked you how a woman would know.
Okay. They would know.
Now, can you throw it back to Jamie Mack? Because I don't know what you about.
Hey, I'm like, lob that motherfucker back. Jamie Mack, go ahead, big dog. I'm going to lob it back to you, man. Why you laughing?
He said that within the first five minutes, women will fuck. That's what attracted, just fuck.
Well, no, they'll know
if they're going to.
That what they're going to do.
Let you fuck, I guess. Or fuck you, however you want to put it.
Okay. So we got a couple of things in the live room here. Apparently, I want your tax money. I don't know what that means. Did Smooth get bigger?
I told you not to drink that shit.
Hey,
I told you.
It's okay. My energy drink got yeast in it, so it's just like it fucks me up.
That nigga said he got a yeast infection.
I've already told motherfuckers that the camera puts motherfucking weight on me, nigga. I'm really not that big. I'm small in person. I really am.
Don't fret. We got 1099s. I'm not sure. I guess because I got glasses on, I look like a tax person.
Oh, I thought it's because it was talking about premium subscription price.
Oh, no, I don't know. But shout out to tax. The tax fucking IRS.
What? They about to make that money?
Man.
Shout them out for what?
I put in the Slack, man. If you owe over $4,000 or $5,000, you know what I'm saying, raise your hand. A few people did. They beating our ass this year.
Listen.
They usually beat our ass, but they're really beating our ass.
Especially if you didn't lose some deductions.
Yeah.
You didn't have some minors turn into majors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and so then, Kit, back to your topic. Kit said, not true. We know if we're open to seeing, if you will.
That's why I was asking the question. That's why I said attracted or already know. That's why I wanted to make sure what Smooth asked. 2 seconds ago, y'all forgot.
So, we didn't forget.
So you're
just saying that you really know how women think.
Yo, I never said that.
And Smooth don't know shit.
Y'all be putting shit in people's mouths.
You said that.
I never said that. What'd you say?
I assume that women will.
How do you make a
decide?
How do you make a precise statement? Say I assume.
Right. Hold on.
Assume and assumptions. Then, we all have assumptions.
How do you have an assumption confirmed by a woman and you still not willing to motherfucking own up and say, yeah, I do. I know more than this motherfucker. What are you scared of him for?
And why is he puffing up? You look bigger, nigga. When you look bigger when you do that, not smaller.
Just zip up the whole thing.
Shut the fuck up. I just took my jacket off, showed the listener.
His nipples.
I did show a little titty meat, so I had to put my jacket back on because the shirt I'm wearing today looked like I got a bra on, nigga. So I just thought I had to hurry up, cover back up, J-Mac.
Just make sure you get it untucked. You know, don't let it get tucked under your titty.
Yeah, that would be bad.
King Kuta can set you right with a workout plan.
You don't want dimples in your shirt. But no, this is the thing though too. As far as fucking Smooth, he's going through a transition phase, right? Because he just started to work out, so he gonna get bigger before he getting smaller.
You sure he actually started?
So he adding muscle, but he still ain't got rid of that extra coat yet. So yeah. it's gonna swell up. But once he get enough muscle to burn off that extra coat, it's gonna come back down. Ain't that right, Smooth?
That's right, bro. I'm glad we seeing eye to eye. You know what I'm saying?
So now, see, he gonna end up like bacon, but right now he like pork belly.
Mm. Understood.
Emphasis on the belly.
J-Man, it's fucked up. I didn't like that.
All right, so what were you saying?
So get back to, you were saying, within a few minutes, women, the motherfuckers know they gonna smash.
That's what I've heard you said. So my question is, you know, and I don't know whether I believe that or not, but my question is, does it work in the opposite way? Do you know when you see a woman, how soon?
For us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know
what you mean.
Yeah, we know. The answer is yes.
We just got to take a quick glance.
No, that's too slow. We already know. The answer is yes. You gotta really be fucked up to get the answer to be no.
So on any woman?
Yeah, you gotta be fucked up. Yeah.
So
like if we're talking about now, right now.
Right.
Like somebody's saying, Would you fuck her right now? Not saying would you marry her, would you wife her, whatever. But if somebody said, would you fuck that girl right now? If you didn't just have sex, the answer is yes, unless she's really fucked
okay,
up.
Let me put it this way. That you could fuck her.
What do you mean?
So like the women know, right? I guess that's when in that 5 minute period or whatever they know.
Women don't know shit. I've seen women go with some ridiculous fucking niggas, and they were never planning on doing that shit. For some reason, it just happened, and they're like, "I don't believe I just fucked this nigga," and it happened. So the women be lying. They don't know in those first 5 minutes.
Okay, but my question is this though: so if you look at a girl and you know I could fuck her, not necessarily I would. She's attractive enough. But you know, she would give me the pussy. I know she would fuck me.
Well, that's not what the women think. Well, women think they can get anybody.
Right.
First of
exactly.
all,
exactly. So it's really their choice, right? It's just whether or not they want to say yes to the fucking dick.
Right.
So, but
when they say they decide, when they're saying they decide in the first few minutes, they're trying to pretend like there's that women's discernment or whatever. Come on, intuition shit. That I don't think that they know, because like I said. Or maybe they do know from 5 minutes to 5 years. But after 5 years, Jay Smooth is waiting them out. So like they let their guard down in 5 years, and Jay Smooth has been right there.
Still right there.
Knocking on the door. He like positions it perfectly. As soon as they get tired of, you know what I'm saying, holding their guard up. They've been holding that bitch up for five long ass years.
Like the motherfucking Chinese doing the motherfucking drill. They got that guard up for fucking 5 years. That nigga.
As soon as he let that motherfucking do. Smooth.
I gotcha.
What's
so,
up?
So, I don't know, but what I'm saying is, you're saying, what do guys think they what?
No, so like when you see a woman, how long after you see them do you know that you could fuck? But again, it's not that I would fuck her.
That she would fuck me,
right? Because
I have no idea. I mean, I'm confident, but I'm not confident like that where I think anybody would fuck me.
But how long does it take?
Forever, nigga. I don't know. Until I'm getting the pussy, I don't know I'm gonna get it. Until I'm 3 inches away from that motherfucker, it could all turn bad. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were gonna say 3 inches in it.
No, 3 inches before. Give me that grace period. Come on, man. Give me the grace period. I got three inches of grace period. You know what I'm saying? Between, I'm definitely gonna fuck this now within these 3 inches. Meanwhile, Twin says we can get anybody.
That's not her name, though, bruh.
Huh?
Her name is not. Who are you talking about? Twin who?
Twin.
Who's Twin?
It's in the LaTwin.
No, I don't know Twin. Twin?
LaTwin.
LaTwin?
LaTwin. Twin at the bottom.
Somebody.
Why is that not Twin anymore?
That's not Twin, bro.
Well, I saw you say it in Slack. What does that mean?
Her name ain't Twin no more.
Why?
Because she got no twin.
She doesn't have a twin?
Not like that.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Can you explain what the fuck you're talking about?
That was a name that originated in another instance, twin.
You know what? Yeah, because a twin called her a twin. No,
she has a twin. She's twin. A twin. No,
but that's not, that wasn't, her twin and her don't go around, hey, twin, twin, twin. That wasn't their thing. Her twin, that thing was their thing.
She wrote twin in the fucking room.
She's not twin no more,
She's
bro.
Twin in the Slack.
Nah.
She wrote that.
She's not twin in the Slack.
So she don't get to pick her name.
You look at her in the Slack. It's not twin, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Why you? Wait, don't try to. No,
because we want to.
Anyway, she said we can get anybody.
Like, what?
Or can't? Can. But see, here's the problem. Women think they can get anybody, and they're probably right. They just don't understand why they're getting anybody. They think it's because something that they're doing.
That's true.
They really believe it's them. There was a comedian to my girl, if I put on my blue dress, I can get into some shit like that. That's not you. No matter what you're wearing, no matter what you're doing, it isn't you. The reason why you can get anybody is because niggas just want to fuck.
Absolutely.
And she could be much uglier and much dustier than you, and we'd still fuck. So you should not be proud about that.
But it's like, it's one of those things. How do you not feel like some sort of like, when that's your thing, right? Like
even... In your eyes, fly niggas will fuck anything.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. If it's right now. Like if I'm walking down the street and you say, hey man, would you fuck her right now?
Right.
I'm single, I'm not married.
Of course.
You say, would you fuck her right now? If it were right now and she would be like, yes, right now, yeah, pretty much. She would have to be really fucked up.
I don't believe you.
Talking about drunk fucked up?
I'm calling bullshit.
No, like ugly.
If you
got half an eye.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm calling bullshit on both of you niggas.
Which two?
You do.
Why?
Jay Smooth, I mean not Jay Smooth, Rich Reggie, and be honest.
Why?
Because your guys' counts are so minuscule that that's not the case. You've turned down a lot of pussy, obviously. I feel like to only still be in the fucking 30s.
What is that?
They're very selective. Whoa.
We're talking about hypothetical.
Well, I mean, but that's like saying, like, there was no time when a bitch was like, fuck me now, and you was like, nah, I'm cool.
We're
you not, turned out some fucking Israeli pussy, nigga. Come on, bro.
So what?
Come on, bro.
Yes, I have standards.
So then don't tell me that anything then.
But that's because no. Okay, so here's the thing, right? The problem that you're facing me with is that I have to put in work. I have to put my hand around the bitch. I got to take her to the movies. I got to be nice to her. I got to treat her like somebody. No, I don't want to deal with all that shit.
So when you have to put in, when you have to do
if
that.
If you said right now, I'd be like, right now? You're like, yeah, nigga, right now? Like, hell yeah.
And I can go home? Yeah.
But see, I've never been that nigga. Women want to be my girlfriend. They want me to be their boyfriend.
Come out.
They don't let me dog them like they let other niggas dog them.
Come on, my nigga.
They don't.
So you never had no one night stands?
Yes.
Okay, then.
But he came back, right?
That's not.
Call you back like a week later. This is a girl. I don't even know her name. I don't remember her name. I don't even remember anything about her.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
What about you, Fritz? How many one stands?
I always end up having sex with them again.
One night stands, though. So
and you've never had a one night stand.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So wait a minute. I don't think you know what a one night stand is.
No, he doesn't.
That's why I said no. You don't get
the one night stands contact info. You don't have all like.
That's why I said my answer was no. I always end up fucking them.
No, that's not the answer. That's not the next sentence to have you ever had a one night stand. No, I always end up fucking them again. What I'm saying is, if it's a true one night stand,
dumbass, you still showing your dumbassness.
If it's a true one night stand, it's somebody that you really didn't really even meet.
Like you go to the club,
like you kind of met them.
You met them, and then you like you turn out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
You was like, yo, baby, I really enjoyed myself tonight. That's not a one night stand, nigga. That's not a one night stand. You intertwine souls.
You write your name on the fucking on the mirror on the way out.
No, and lipstick.
End up always hooking up.
Realistic. What do you mean? Okay, how do you end up hooking up? There's work that has to be done.
Yeah, like, you know, they spend the night, wake up in the morning.
The first night? Damn.
You a trusting nigga.
You can't
your house will be empty to the motherfucker.
Hell no, look. You can't sleep with a fucking one night stand over all night cuddling?
Put a molly in your butt.
Why you not? You'd be late. You trying to go home after that?
If you pick them motherfuckers up. Hey, yeah. They can. And
that's not a one night stand, nigga. You don't pick up a one night stand. Y'all have to have been some like that's not. Neither one of y'all know what a one night.
I know. He's talking about a hooker.
No, I don't really fuck hookers like that. No, I don't fuck hookers like that.
You are goddamn lying.
I have fucked a hooker before. That was one time. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That was once.
Where'd you pick up from?
He's talking about Panama.
I did Panama.
Okay, let's be clear.
That was it when I was in the military.
A stripper who takes your money. And fucks you?
I've only fucked one stripper in my life. So two hookers.
Okay.
That was it.
A stripper who takes your money and fucks you is still a hooker.
So, hey, somebody in the live says, I told myself to pass on a girl. This is Mellow Park 22. I told myself to pass on a girl, like really had a talk with myself, and ended up smashing later. And then he said, when Beyonce was talking about, y'all was talking about Dusty, he said, that was the deal. I seen aspects of dustiness on that chick. So he still smashed her.
So look, is that YouTube?
That's YouTube.
What's up, YouTube? We got YouTube. We got Periscope, YouTube, FaceTime, and Facebook, and we got Twitch now.
Yeah,
we doing all of it right
all
now.
Platforms.
Ain't nobody watching us on Twitch, though. Y'all nerds and shit. What's up, nerds? King Kuta, we got nerds on Twitch, man. Maybe you should go over there and moderate those comments.
Fucking okay, shout out to anime.
Oh, my God. Look what headphones they're wearing.
Those aren't fucking gaming chairs.
Yeah, no, Mellow Park talking about Beyonce speaking facts. Yeah, that's bullshit.
What's that? What did you say?
He
was saying some shit.
King Kunta wants to say, spend the night? Right. Come on, man. Y'all don't know what a one-night stand is.
No.
You don't pick up a one-night stand.
No, you do pick up a one-night stand, but you don't stay. I mean, you pick her up at the club.
No, you don't pick. Pick her up, like, take her home.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey. He said, go get her.
No, I'm saying, they go home with me. They go home. I ain't doing that shit. I love when a motherfucker, I used to have to, when I would bring her home and get them to come to my house, and it'll be like some
he loves.
I used to love that shit, right?
You love what?
And then when they have to go home and it's late as fuck and they tired as fuck. Nah, bitch, we normally be the ones doing. Nah, I see you later. I got to get up and go somewhere.
What is he saying?
He's arguing with himself now.
You know what I'm saying? When they have to get up and go.
You got her in your car and brought her to your house.
I got her to come to the house.
In her car. So I thought you picked her up.
You know what I'm saying? There's two different situations.
Can we talk about the first situation?
Okay, first situation, like.
You go get it from their house? Like, hey, baby, you want to
too drunk. No.
We gonna have a one night stand tonight.
She too drunk to leave the club, or she too drunk wherever.
Holy shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So she's
she
drunk.
Can't drive.
Yo,
she can't drive.
Let him talk. Why are you stopping him?
Hey.
Okay. So
let's say Vincent. She can't drive, and then I take her with me.
Okay, she can't walk, she can't drive. Can she say no?
She can.
No, she can't, nigga.
How many times has she thrown up?
None. I don't fuck them. If they throwing up, I can't fuck them.
She be trying to hide the throw up. She be trying to hide the throw up and shit.
That's why you don't shake them up. All that fucking and shaking them up in the bed and shit, you gotta take it easy with a drunk motherfucker. They go to throwing up, I get mad at it. I charge it like Uber. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, you gotta pay to clean this shit up.
You act like you that's never happened to you.
No, I had one time where a chick threw up, but we was dating. We was in a relationship and I had to clean up. Some bullshit though. But yeah.
What?
While I was dating somebody, I had to clean her up.
There are pictures of that.
Yeah.
You took pictures of her.
I took pictures of my. Hey, look, J-Mac, I took pictures
of her. She had throw up in her hair and everything.
Nigga, she was laying up in the throw up, nigga. I took pictures. I went to the store, got the clean up shit, came back, took more pictures.
Okay, so this is the time I want to just say pause for a second.
Yeah.
And look at the camera, and if you're out there, which I know you
do
are.
Do I have to apologize?
No, you don't have to say anything. Oh, okay. I'm going to just say, fuck you, King Kunta. This is the nigga that you stick up for when you say karma's fucking going to come back on me because of some shit that I did to this motherfucker. There ain't enough shit I could do to this motherfucker to fucking vanquish the karma he's got coming. Fuck you, King Kunta.
Hey, look, karma is bullshit anyway. I fuck with a couple of karmas before in my life.
Wow. Just one.
No, it was a couple.
Oh, my God. You are so fucked.
Yeah, I have before.
Yeah, but anyway, French Reggie, you have no idea what a one night stand is. I'm not sure what
I said. No, y'all act like I said yes.
No, you didn't say no.
But because when I asked him, you were like, but did you fuck again? Because what the fuck what does that
No, because he said, because, okay, you asked him if he had a one night stand, and he said yes. I was under the impression that he didn't. That's why I asked, but did you fuck them again? That's all.
Okay, so just by definition, a one night stand cannot
be. I know. I just asked just to ask, because I'm assuming.
He's just asking. That works. He's just asking to ask. Okay, that makes all the sense. You just solved it all for me right there, my nigga. I'm just asking to ask.
I like repeat customers. I want them to keep coming back. That one night stand bullshit. I mean,
I never had it because I always end up fucking again. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be a one night stand, but you fall in love and shit.
No, they fall in love, right?
No, fall in love is a strong word.
Whose soul you think is like has a stronger pull? Because like they all tie, right? But somebody's soul has to be stronger to like get that.
French is always the bitch in a situation that's calling. Hey.
Our souls are perfectly tied. Don't talk to you like that, Reggie. Our souls, it's a perfect match. Fair exchange.
That sound like some bullshit, French. That sound like some real bullshit, though.
What?
What you talking about? It's a fair exchange. I think you probably the girl in that shit.
What does that mean? You probably the girl in that shit. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think he said in roles the reverse, you probably get pegged a lot.
That's why I laughed.
That
nigga
was a weird laugh.
That nigga did not deny it, did he, J-Mac? Yeah,
no, it was a weird laugh, too.
Got me. Like he
remembered something.
Right, something.
Yes, I did.
That's a wild night, boy.
That was a yes, I did laugh.
No, I laughed like that. Because the way you find a way to flip that shit, that's why I laughed.
That was a hell yeah laugh. Oh, wow. So, Jimmy Mac, what about you?
What about that?
You think 5 minutes, you know? Because you didn't answer the question.
I think, you know, we talked about it, I think, a long time ago. It depends. As soon as I get a look.
Right.
There's a certain look. Once you look at me a certain way, and there's certain things too, right? Like people, certain discussion topics, right? You know, if you want to be frisky and frolly and be talking about sex and shit like that. If you talk about sex with me.
Yeah.
Nah.
I feel like those are the ones that be lying though.
No, but it doesn't matter. Once you
like the ones that wear no clothes out walking around, those are the ones you have. Like you try to try them, and they're like, "I'm not a hoe." You think I'm
like you came out the house no panties on, bitch? You trying to fuck tonight?
No. Like so, I posted in the room because what was I watching?
We don't know.
Fuck was that
porn?
No, was it
Jerry Springer?
Oh yeah, it was two could play at that right?
With two fucking, could play that game.
Yeah, two could play that game. Whatever the fuck that shit. With Vivica Fox, right?
Yeah.
And Morris Chestnut,
right?
And fucking Gabrielle Union.
Okay,
and that's my girl.
No, bro, she had it going on in this motherfucker.
She got it going on.
Right now. And the thing about it is, she was trying to be the side bitch, right? She was playing that seductress, fucking get on the dance floor and grind that shit. Not that fucking deliver us from Eva bitch fucking mode.
Right.
She was trying to be sexy. No, she got that.
Okay.
So that
little thing with her face, that's cool to you?
No, I don't know what she, I don't think she did that. Because whatever
she's done that since
whatever she did, it was cool. It was real cool. She did some LL Cool J lip licking shit. She did some other shit. Yeah, she made me believe that she could fuck. Sorry, D-Wade.
Pussy.
What?
Come
what?
On. He don't like. You think so he likes pussy front. Still?
Wow, man.
This still? Is a, what do you know that we don't know?
Nigga get one transgender kid and he ain't like pussy no more, huh?
He's dressing pretty fruity, too.
I mean, just you endorse one transgender kid and then he rips off fucking pussy rip. Gone as fuck.
Good luck, nigga. When you out there in the streets like that, good luck. You better keep it close to the chest, nigga. You supposed to hate your kids.
Man can't. Man, they don't make men like they used to. Men back in the day put a motherfucker out.
Yeah, man. So French Reggie sent us a video. You want me to put this video on, French Reggie?
Yes, please.
All right, let's see what we got here.
And last night, there was a headline, Mondo.
Yes, sir.
About a Chinese man in the United States, and he was doing an interview.
Yes, absolutely. This is the billionaire whistleblower is what they're calling him. He was having an interview with the former White House chief strategist, Steve Bannon. And the information that this whistleblower brought to the table shocked probably every media outlet right now, is going viral. The information he said this, one, he believes, I quote, 1.5 million people are confirmed with the coronavirus in China. But this is the shocking part. He believes over 50,000 bodies are being cremated right now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is unheard of. Usually a crematory is run, you know, for the whole week, maybe 4 or 5 hours a week. Well, this one right now in Wuhan is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he's saying this, China, the media, the people are not telling us the truth of the real numbers of what he predicts and he believes of the people that are dying, not the people that are being quarantined.
Like
the deaths that were not being reported, he believes is probably in the millions already. Wow. We're not being told.
Just last night to this morning, there are 15,000 new infection cases, as well as 250 new deaths that have already taken place within 24 hours.
And now, here's what they're saying. If they don't get a hold of it soon, 60% of the world will come down with this disease. Is that right?
Absolutely. According to Dr. Gabriel from told The Guardian, it says this, and I quote, the coronavirus rate of infection suggests that 60% of the global population could get the virus if it is not brought under control.
Wow. The stories are unbelievable.
How fitting. The stories are unbelievable. Much like French Reggie's video that he sent us. Yo, first of all, what I want to know is what the fuck network was that? I don't. Did you see it? Did you watch it in Slack?
Yeah.
What news broadcast was that?
Al Jazeera?
No.
What the fuck was that?
No. I looked in a corner for something. WSB, like WXIA. It was none of those.
I don't even. My fucking calculator can't even do the math, man. I tried to do the math.
Of what, 60%?
No.
Of the 1
fuck
million?
That shit. Yeah, the 1 million out of a 1.3 billion.
1.5 million, but out of that
percentage?
City,
no, but yeah. So what percentage is 1 million out of 1 point whatever billion?
It's not even 1%.
Yeah, so that's not a lot, though, is it?
Yeah, but the city is 10 million, I think.
So well, that's just one city.
1.5 million of people is not a lot of people, period. Just period.
Yeah. He's saying out of a billion. That's
yeah, there's
why.
A fucking, there's 1 point something billion people in China.
But we have to
take this into like the scale, right?
No, like you can't do it like that.
Yeah.
You can't do it like that. Because we're talking about in a certain area. Like, if you're going to do it like that, you got to do it by that area.
Well,
so yes, in China there are a billion people, but they're 10. Spread the fuck out.
They're not. They're on top of each other.
Well, yeah, because there's a billion of them.
Right.
But
we're still spread out though.
The land mass is pretty spread out. So to say that 1.5 million people have died in a certain area is scarier than 1.5 million people died.
Did he say died or infected?
He said died.
He said, nigga said died.
He said
motherfucker, they got them bodies on a conveyor belt.
No,
and they just dropping off in heat.
Let's do this again though. Okay, let's talk about Wuhan then, right?
Wuhan.
Or whatever. That's like 9 point something million, right? That's right. Fucking more than New York, right?
Right.
it, how many elderly and young people are in fucking...
If 1.5 out of 9 million die, that's a lot of people.
Listen, and I don't think that's just all in Wuhan. That's worldwide, though, right? Like, are all in China? No,
I think he's talking about in China. In China, 1.5... Well, first of all, we have to say that we believe the credibility of this whistleblower.
I don't. That's where I get... That's where
King Kunta just said it's the Trinity Church channel or some shit, and that's why... I'm not even sure that...
I don't believe the whistleblower. I don't. Just for the simple fact that...
The numbers are too high.
Fuck that.
What if the numbers are accurate, though? Okay, so 1.5 million people, is that unbelievable completely, or is that...
I mean, it's still a lot of people. 1.5 million is...
But is that far-fetched? You think so?
Fuck, this nigga said they're running a fucking conveyor belt.
The reason why...
24
the reason why
hours a day,
yeah,
full of dead bodies. Like, this is a fucking Holocaust? What are we doing around here, man?
You
like,
couldn't keep that secret for that long. That's why I'm saying the numbers are too high. If it was that many people, you wouldn't be able to keep that.
What?
Like,
I wonder how long it take to burn the body up.
Not very long.
It doesn't take that long for cremation.
But what I'm asking...
That shit stank, though. I'm sure that shit is going to stank.
How many videos of China do you just see being published that you know, like...
Not a lot.
I never see China on World Star Hip Hop.
Nah.
When's the last time you saw a World Star Hip Hop China video? Before the
the one when they put the fire ants in his fucking drawers. I don't know if that was China. It was some kind of Asian.
That was Chinatown.
That was some kind of Asian.
I don't think they have World Star Hip Hop in China. I don't remember seeing, to be honest, very many videos at all, unless it's like landscape videos or like the Great Wall videos. You don't really see motherfuckers with the fuckery in China videos.
This is the thing, though, man.
Can you imagine a Chinese person hollering, "World Star"?
Nah, but this is what I'm saying about this whole corona thing. I think I'm over it, man, because, again, I think we're at this point, right? Especially these motherfuckers fucking with the stocks, doing all this other shit. You know, they trying to turn on Trump because of this shit, because he's not fucking equipped to handle fucking coronavirus, because this nigga said, kind of like the flu, right? It is kind of like the flu, motherfuckers. God damn, you guys act like this is the worst thing. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to stop with this bullshit.
So you're saying it's kind of like a hoax?
It's kind of like, it's low-key some bullshit. The people that are dying are fucking old, young, compromised. Normal people do not die of fucking coronavirus. Let's stop this, y'all. You motherfuckers, if we get coronavirus, are not going to die.
We're not?
No.
As long as we get treated.
Especially motherfuckers that smoke weed. There's a lot of antibodies and weed and shit from the ground and all that shit.
Their lungs are compromised.
Yeah. No. My lungs are fortified, nigga.
Nigga, no, they're not.
Fortified.
I guarantee you, I can see straight through your lungs. If we pulled your lungs out of your chest right now, let's set them on the table.
No fucking
you think you can hold your breath longer than I can hold my breath?
I can see French. No, because you're a fucking dolphin.
Because
I can see through to French Reggie, right, if I had your lungs right here hanging up in front of my face.
That's a good thing.
No, it's not.
It is. Yeah.
No,
you want your lungs to be clean and clear,
but not clear. Are you sure?
It's going to be the color of your organs.
When you have a lung sample, you want it.
You don't want it to be black.
Right.
No, you don't want it to be black.
Not black, but that you. Oh, so you think your lung is less black than my lung?
No, I didn't say that. I said I can hold my breath longer.
So, what are y'all smoking the weed out of?
Papers.
I had a pipe in the car.
A pipe. Yeah. What about? Okay, so
why'd you say it like that? A pipe.
That's crackish.
You're just trying not to have your fingers and shit smelling like it.
When you start having
Sherlock Holmes is a crack. Come on, man.
When you start having permanent shit to smoke with,
Sherlock Holmes is a crackhead. Come on, man.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes smoked all kind of shit. He's a character. First of all, he's fictional.
Fucking the chief Padawan and
Robert Downey Jr., who plays Sherlock, was in rehab a lot of years.
Motherfucker that smoked a peace pipe, that motherfucker.
When you start having permanent paraphernalia for your weed, you're a fucking crackhead, man.
Crackhead or weed head?
It's crackish. What a crackhead smoke out of?
Pipe.
A lot of shit.
A pipe.
Brillo pad.
A pipe. A Brillo pad. See, that's regular niggas shit. Do not know this.
No, regular niggas know this.
Regular
shit.
Niggas do not have conversations about Molly before the show either. Just a normal, regular, everyday conversation about Molly.
You know they ain't really doing that Molly no more, right?
What? I have no input to this conversation.
Bring back the days of the MDMA, man. What the fuck?
What? Regular niggas don't sit around talking
sure
about.
Sure they do, nigga.
Yo, man, what is your pipe made out of?
Sure they do.
My shit is ceramic.
Sure like, they do.
What is a pipe made out of? Glass, nigga, it's crack.
Crack.
It's crackish. Yeah. It's crackish. But regardless, though, the fact that you guys are inhaling something into your lungs are definitely blacker than mine. Definitely.
I feel like it's not.
You are dumb as fuck then.
I bet I can hold my breath longer.
This thing is like, I feel like it's not. No matter what the study show. Yeah. No matter how many times they pulled a nigga's lung out of his chest, this is what a smoker's lung looks like, and this is what somebody who's never smoked looks like.
I had a conversation with my daughter, it reminds me of earlier today, where she was talking about, you know, she's trying to do that old people shaming shit, right? She's at that age where she thinks it's cool to try to make me and her mom feel old and stuff, right? So she comes up with facts, fun facts that nobody even fucking cares about. Like, you know, once you get to 25, like, it's really all downhill from there. Like, really, your bone density never gets any denser. You start losing and you're never the same. You're, like, at your prime at that. And it's like, but guess what, though? If your ass sits around the house all day, so when you become 25, I guarantee the bones that you have at 25, my lost bones are stronger than them because I went out there and I did shit. I fucking exercised. I was in fucking athletics. I did shit.
You sat in traffic for 2 hours a day.
I did all kind of shit. So yeah, I was able to strengthen my bones.
Not Twin, formerly known as Twin.
There we go.
Says,
hey,
the low immune system is the thing. Not washing hands.
What that is?
I don't know. I guess we're talking about
how to transmit it.
Well, people who get it, I guess. Low immune system is a way.
The ones that die? The ones that die or the ones that get it?
She just said low immune system. I ask her. She's right there.
So is it... So what's the real name now? What's the name now?
Formerly known as Twin.
Mrs. Mo.
Mrs. Mo. Is it low immune system to just get it or to die from it? Because I thought anybody could get it regardless of the immune system. I just thought you'd die if
I've been seeing on the internet, black people don't get coronavirus.
Yeah, because of kids. It's like lice. Can't survive in the jerry curl.
My nigga, and I'm saying that literally, my nigga, if you believe that you can't get coronavirus because you're black, fuck.
We know somebody in a Slack room who's got a black boyfriend who had a former coronavirus.
We do. Yep, we do. That happened. That's real.
And so this is what I'm saying, man. This shit is, he's still around.
Strong immune system.
Yeah. And all I'm saying is that I've been listening to fucking Doctor Radio.
What's that?
It was on satellite.
Serious?
Yeah.
Doctor Radio, you listen to that?
Yeah.
You went through and you were looking. You're like,
I was listening for the motherfucker because they had a commercial talking about you want to know the truth? Come over here and holler at us.
Oh, wow, so, he got you like that?
Yeah, that's how he got me.
And so you know, sight unseen, he's got the facts.
Yeah,
just because the nigga's station name is Doctor Radio.
It sounds good, though.
So let me ask you a question.
So the facts made sense.
But hold on, let me say. So Doctor Radio, because it's named Doctor Radio, he must be good, right? So for instance, No Nonsense Show, we must not do any nonsense on this motherfucker, right?
That's not it. There's a whole bunch of people on Dr. Radio, right? They just one dude.
Okay.
And what they were saying is that the reason why, you know, just like they said in here, that it's going to be spread is because there's a lot of mildness in the symptoms where you may have people that are asymptomatic that are carriers going around other people infecting them.
Right.
Mild symptoms, my nigga, is what we're talking about.
So she says flu. It's like the flu, just like you said. So you're saying anybody, including King Kunta, who was mad at Donald Trump for not being the bastion of light.
Why not? Why are we not prepared?
King Kunta,
what you doing sleeping on our watch?
King Kunta would be taking things to the max. Hey,
dude, any reason to be mad at fucking Trump, bro?
But that's the lawyer in him, man.
What was that little dance?
Fucking, that's all he was, though, bro. He was dead ass like, you don't understand. They're going to get it.
But we need people like that,
no,
though.
But he might be right, right? Because there's enough dumb motherfuckers out there that are fucking influenced by this fucking epidemic, pandemic, fucking scare me tactics, right? To fucking say, what is he doing? Well, I got a fucking note from my school, my daughter's school today. She goes to homeschooling. They're like, we might cut activities. I'm like, bitch, you guys don't do shit. The fuck are you guys talking about? This shit has gotten out of control. And I'm over it. I think it's just a lot of sheep mentality. We are all scared, right?
Okay.
We don't want this shit to happen to us. We don't want no one to die.
Here's the problem. With what you're saying, I don't think it's as big and blown out as people are saying it is.
Right.
However, in Seattle, I think it's confirmed 6 deaths now.
I thought only 2 Americans died.
No, 6.
Not up in there, but.
So what I'm saying is how you were saying the 1.5.
Yeah, they're all.
It was in a nursing home, right? Yeah.
They're all not.
But they was on their way up out of this bitch anyway. It's just they put them on a fast track plan. Fast track plan. So I would love to see the sense of, you know, what's the, what, you know, young per old, you know what I'm saying? And just see, like you say, is motherfucker, you know, were they healthy? Were they, you know, fucking
and just
sick? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
I know the video said a million, but for what's actually said by AFP News Agency, is that a okay source?
Who is that?
AFP News Agency.
Who is that? America's Funniest Home Videos?
I don't know. Is that the... I was about to say, is that anything to do...
America's AFV Network?
I was thinking ADP, nigga. I was thinking where my checks be at. Like, I'd be like, damn, is that where my pay stubs be?
The fuck is AFV, nigga? America's Funniest Home Videos, right?
No, it's a French news network.
Okay. I ain't got time for that, okay, man.
So, who are you going to say?
This nigga's phone.
It's 3,000 deaths. Over 3,000 deaths
in France.
Been reported worldwide.
Okay.
For corona.
Well, so, I'm talking about six in Seattle.
So, yeah. So I have a fucking statistic in. Go ahead. Let me pull it up so I can be exactly right with it. Okay. And you guys are gonna be like, ugh.
Well, so my point was, as we were talking about the 1.5 million in a small area, six people dying in one nursing home seems like it has the ability to attack a lot faster than something like the flu. Nobody agrees with that?
I see an ambulance fucking once a week at the Golden Corral, nigga. Like, something happened, like, niggas get choked out or something.
Well, I mean,
it's old people at the Golden Corral, right, too, nigga. Right. And them motherfuckers.
Obviously, if you go to an emergency room, you'd be like, man, the world is fucking sick. Look at all these sick people. But if you're not in an emergency room, you wouldn't see sick people. What I'm saying, though, is in one nursing home, six people died like that. And you're saying it's because they're old. I get it. What I'm saying is it has the ability to attack spread so fast.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So
they're probably trying to free up some beds.
And you were saying that to say that those numbers could be accurate.
Well, million. I'm just saying it might be something to pay attention to.
Okay.
Okay. So the CDC reports that from October 1st through February 2nd,
uh-huh,
of 2019, uh-huh, to 2020,
uh-huh,
6,000 people in America have died of the flu.
Okay.
6,000 in 5 months.
The flu, what are we talking about?
Nigga, so...
You should, okay, give it perspective.
If we had flipped this, right, and you're telling about six, if you told me, if we were sitting here now saying that 6,000 people in a five-month span have died of coronavirus, niggas would think that we are in days.
But what we're talking about is 30,000 in a month. 3,000, you say, right?
3,000.
3,000 in a month.
Yeah, that's,
well, that's worldwide, though. I'm talking about in America.
Okay, well, okay, so what's the worldwide number? Do you care, or is that's irrelevant?
I mean, if you got 3,000 in a month, but Jamie, that's going to be 9,000 in 3 months.
But the point,
that's still not 6,000 in America.
This is not comparable, because the flu has been around forever, and there's the chance of the potential of people having it is much greater because the flu has been around for so long.
So that's my point, though.
But
so,
this is something that's just starting, pretty much.
Get used to it.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
But my point is, if you can be comfortable with the flu,
right?
Why can't you be comfortable with
who
this?
Who the fuck is comfortable with? Have you ever had the flu?
Fuck yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't fucking go crazy shopping every fucking year. I don't think that it's gonna fucking get me. I don't fucking not do all this other crazy shit because of it.
Right.
I mean, I fucking live my life.
So you're saying it's a hoax?
I feel like it is.
Well,
yes.
Just say that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said I'm over it. I'm over it.
No, I need you to say it's
no,
a hoax.
No, I'm over it. It's over it. I'm over it.
You know what that sound bite is?
I'm over Corona. This shit is fucking, it's too much. I'm with Trump on this one.
So French Reggie, what was your topic? Because we never even, what was your,
I mean, that was the video. I just wanted us to talk about it. If the numbers are true or not, do you guys think the numbers are real? What's your take on it? You think it's a hoax?
You seen that Snoop Dogg thing? How people start shaking with hands with their feet?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I'm with that. I'm with that part. You know,
I ain't fucking shaking nobody. You see some motherfuckers' feet?
Hold on.
Well, he got shoes on.
He didn't see it.
You got shoes on, bro.
Who the fuck did they shake with their foot?
I'm like, paint
that picture for me. How do you think that looks?
Let's put our toes together.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like a motherfucker shaking hands, and you know, you on the beach, nigga. Oh. Shaking hands or...
But hold on. You're... Okay.
Spring or summer about to come. Spring about to come
up. How did you imagine it look, though?
I'm like, nigga, hey.
Somebody... I put my foot up and you grabbed my hand?
Like, two fucking feet, nigga, that's... Hey, how you doing? And it's like, I wouldn't even think with the tennis shoes on.
Exactly. Why do you go to the beach?
I know. I'm just thinking, you know, spring and shit is coming up.
That's where niggas go naked.
How often are you at the beach?
No, yeah. I'm just saying,
in Georgia.
So where they shipping the motherfuckers in at, over there on the West Coast, right? They got water over there, and the motherfuckers are more likely to be at the beach. Nigga, hey, and you know, they feed us some shit like that. But
Seattle's on the beach?
Well, Seattle's close to the water.
How close?
Yeah, nigga, close enough.
How close are we?
They close enough.
Is it northeast or northwest?
How close are we?
We got to go south to get, nigga. If you want to go to a lake, you can get a lake, no, nigga. But ocean. Go to the water.
How close are we to the ocean?
at least you get to one about 6 hours.
Not even. No, long. 3 hours. Yeah, yeah, you can go to Savannah.
Long. Right. Savannah's 4 hours.
4 hours.
Right. Why'd you say six then? If you,
yeah, I was thinking more towards, you know, the kind of the Gulf, go down there, but there and shit like that.
Why the Gulf?
Is it? No, fuck.
He doesn't know where the ocean is. He doesn't know where we are.
So I went over that way. You know what I'm saying?
But I guarantee
you. You could go even to North Carolina. Bro. You don't even have to go to the South.
He couldn't find us on the map. He couldn't find us on the map.
I know where we located.
I guarantee you.
The fuck is you laughing at, nigga? You can't even figure out the goddamn microphone. You talking about some damn directions.
Don't let him talk to you like that, friend.
Fuck that.
We're going back to the. Hey, look, listeners. Look at how Comcast piped through for this motherfucker.
Don't believe the hype.
Y'all women who motherfucking smashed in 5 minutes. Y'all know about pipe. Go ahead and talk about that. Be honest. You said talking about pipe for them.
What?
Talk about pipe for them. You said Comcast be giving them pipe. That's what you said. The women, they know within 5 minutes. Oh, you said something about Comcast, be honest.
So fiber optic is like a
pipeline.
A light pipe, basically.
Ladies, that's what I'm going to start using. You want something fiber optic? It's like light pipe.
Kind of like
yeah, I don't think they want light pipe.
Kind of like how they smoke.
Might. Some women might want some light pipe.
Kind of like really? How they smoke crack.
They might want a little bit of light pipe.
A little soft.
I don't think anybody's going to ever advertise light pipe. I mean, I don't know.
They might not really say it. It's just like we was talking about motherfucker going to this, you know, you want to just blow them out or you want to make love to them. Like,
No. But at the same time, if you got a lot of pipe, you can still give light pipe, but you can't. That shit's still gonna hurt the fuck out of it.
It's not pipe light, it's light pipe. There's a difference.
Right.
Light pipe.
Pipe light is like Corona light, a Bud light. Light pipe, that's that serious shit. That's like, that shit can bend corners and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Not that light pipe.
Light pipe.
Light?
Light, L-I-G-H-T.
Pipe.
Fiber optic shit can bend, go underground, bend, do all kind of shit. As long as that fucking red light goes, it's going to make it. That's some around the corner dick.
What's that called again? Pernia's disease. What's it called? Per diem.
What? Per diem?
Nigga, that's when you get paid, nigga, for your job. Nigga said per diem.
What's that?
Hook dick. What's it called?
Oh, perionis.
Perionis.
What is it?
I don't know. You got
that shit?
Yeah.
You had it? Yeah.
No. What do you mean
nigga,
you don't have it
and go away.
It's not
nigga,
good. That isn't good.
Nigga, it's okay, nigga. That's why I got a handicap still.
This nigga act like it was STD. You had that shit? Damn, nigga. You good now, all right? Shit straight again, right? Nope. You don't ever come back from that. It's like you ever curled a motherfucking ribbon where you just fucking pull it against the motherfucking
the scissors.
Pull it against the scissors and that shit curl up. You can't ever get that ribbon straight again, nigga. That shit's curly it's for done. Life. That shit curly for life.
That's just regular in Haiti, though, I believe. That's just a regular dick in Haiti.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. See, here we go. These motherfuckers be exposing themselves.
All right.
What happened?
Somebody in the, I'm not going to call your name out because only people who are here now know who you are. Don't nobody want any of your light pipe, Jay.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And then skip one person, that Ben, though.
What the? Not the same person.
Same person. She tried to laugh it off after she said that Ben, though. But why they expose themselves?
Why they do that? So this is what I'm saying. This is the shit I was talking about, right? There's certain things you say to me. There's certain things you look at me. There's certain ways that I know I can fuck. We just talked about that. There's certain things that happen. If you comment that Ben, though, I can still fuck pretty much. I'm not saying.
Again, you're saying?
Again, like if she talking about smooth.
Is that an again statement or is that a first time?
No, I'm okay. So maybe she know about a different bend. So I'm not saying that she knows about his bend, but
it could be another bend.
It could be another bend, but I know smooth. You like.
Is that another bend?
I don't even know.
I don't even know who we're talking about. I don't want to get into no names, but this is my thing. This is what I would say.
Okay.
She says she liked that bend. I said I had a bend, right? So if I told you,
right,
this is what I do, and you'd be like, damn,
he said this on the show multiple times.
And you'd be like, damn, yeah, that's the kind of my shit, too.
You can put a sign on it because it's got a hook already, right? Mm. So it'll hang.
You'd be like, that's my jam, and I'd be like, that's my jam, too.
So, but do people realize that that's not, that's a disease?
No.
That's a feel good.
It's not an STD, right? You can't make her pussy hooked, right?
She can't get it.
She can't get hooked.
I think after a while, that motherfucker just, you know, adjust.
She just got hooked pussy.
She responded.
One lip would just be hanging wide.
If you ever get into a chick and it's like
she said, nope, never.
It's like a Himalayan salt cave.
Hold on. Let's look at that. Nope. Look how she wrote it. Nope, never. I don't know if I'm buying that. Nope, never.
Because of the period.
Because there was there was laughing emojis after everything else. Now this is so perfect. Nope, never. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, the room ain't buying it either.
I don't know if I'm buying that. Nope, never.
The room ain't buying it either.
I don't know if I'm buying that. No, people just expose themselves. We don't even have to do it.
And this is what I my topic was kind of about. You know, how long is it? What does it take? Does it take something like that? Does it take her to be like, damn, you know, what's that right there? Does she have to tap the head of your dick, your print, to fucking know you can fuck? Or you be like,
they can motherfucking probably, they'll see it and just be like, oh, I won't. Women can look
part,
and say,
J-Smooth, not okay. That part. Not that part. You, the guy.
The guy, the 5 minutes, the 5 seconds, the whatever. But okay, so
my way looking at it, talking about I'm trying to smash.
So what, if a girl says she likes your hook,
we smashing.
I think if a girl says she likes your hook, that's an invitation. That's got to be.
But so how far away is I like that hook? Then that hook, damn that hook or whatever that whatever.
That bend though.
What how far away is I like your hook to damn that bend though?
If somebody told me that bend though, and I got a bend, we fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
That about sums it up.
And that's what I'm saying. And I think you think women know that? You think they actually?
I think this person thought they were going to come here and join the room, and it was going to be everybody's gonna be like, oh, ha ha ha. But then they're like, well, nobody else is saying this shit but me.
She said, "I'm gray sweats."
Nobody else likes J Smooth. See what you didn't know, ma'am, because you came to the party late. Is that nobody else in this live room fucks with J Smooth? They don't even like this nigga. So when you come in and say something like that, everybody's looking at you.
They're doing good.
They may not have said anything, but everybody is side-eyeing you right now.
No, they're not.
Ain't nobody else co-signing his bend.
No.
Not a nair nutter.
And there are people in that room that probably know about the bend.
And probably like, yeah, that's just cool, but not tonight. Not in public. Won't say that shit.
Yeah,
not when it's associated with J Smooth.
You got to know your audience, ma'am.
You don't think so? You don't think she knew?
I don't think she knew.
Okay.
I think it was innocent. She was trying to be part of the room. Okay. It was fun. Not realizing that nobody fuck with this nigga in the room.
And that's what I thought, right? I think she's talking about, listen, not his bend.
Right. Because somebody else's.
Because we've had other women that were on the host.
Right. But I'm giving her the opportunity now. We've been drilling it. She has the opportunity now to say, not his bend, another bend. And it can be permanent because I'm not going to delete the comment, so it'll be there forever. This is your opportunity to redeem yourself because...
Well, she said not nope, right?
Yeah, but no, that is, I don't believe that. That was not like the other messages.
He loves his statements. No, so how do you want her to say it? To look at the camera,
if I were a forensic specialist...
What would make you a believer?
If I were a forensic specialist from the FBI,
right.
I would look at the few messages she had. Both of them were very like lively. There were emojis, lots of emojis, like 5 or 6 each time, right?
Right.
Then when she felt defensive, it turned into the nope, never, nope, period, never, no period. You know what I'm saying? Like that just seems like it was a little nervousness. They're looking at me type thing. You know what I'm saying?
So of course we are. Right. When you co-signed Jace, I mean, first off, this is how it works. Anybody who co-signs anything J Smooth said, first, everybody go look at you side eye.
Right. No, because sometimes I kick real shit.
From Lord Snooty to everybody, whoever is fucking co-signed from you, they always get a side eye.
Let's do it like this because they don't believe us because she don't believe us because we're on the show.
Right.
People in the live room right now, everybody who vouches for J Smooth, say I. And people who do not vouch for J Smooth, say hell no in the live room right now.
Everybody, this shit back on.
I need an I or a hell no from everybody in the room right now to let this person know this might not be the nigga. This ain't who
if
you
y'all
thought
love
it was.
Me. Y'all say hell no. Say hell no.
No, man.
Hey, why?
Is he?
Yeah.
He don't even understand how the
he's flirting now. That's yeah. See, we're you don't want to say. No. What we're doing was we're laughing at him. Yeah. He's flirting because he said, oh shit. Got me one. I can't be mad.
Yeah.
On the hook.
Look, you know, that's what I'm saying. And you get that fucking, she probably experienced it somewhere else. Because like I said, we had other guests that have said, comment on that hook and like, yes, in a certain position.
Right.
That thing do its thing, right? If it's hooked into the right way, it's you know, you just got to know how to play it's like the fucking...
You can rub up against some of them fibroids and like smoothing them out.
It's like that dog leg hole.
What did you say?
No.
This thing said you can rub up beside some of those fibroids.
And smooth them out. That's fucked up, ain't it? No, my bad. I shouldn't have said that.
Fibroids is serious, right?
Yeah.
It's like a not having kids type thing.
And it's a painful. Some of them have kids already, and they just...
It's a painful thing, too,
it's
though, painful, right?
Yeah. It's like a lump. It's like a bump. Speed bump.
You like fibroids, brother? You fuck chicks with fibroids a lot or something?
Like, it seems like extra friction.
You seem like you're very familiar with it.
It's like when you put a condom on a rib condom, right? You know what I'm saying? It's just like
a real condom.
You be putting rib, dude. I mean,
he's trying this joke. He's trying to make it.
I thought he said real.
No,
he's trying to make this joke go, but it's not gonna go because fibroids is something that
it's serious, right?
No, I mean, but
forget that comment. Then we'll delete it.
It's live.
We'll delete it live.
What comment?
It's a delay.
I hope you get fibroids in your ass. So the next time that nigga's
please get him. She said, let me go before I get him in trouble.
Oh, you're not going to get him in trouble. Trouble with who? Yeah. Nobody likes him in that room.
You good.
Trust me, you are not going to get him in trouble.
How you going to get in trouble, bro?
He's about to get ready to get up out of here.
Look at him. You scared?
Oh, whoa.
No, about to get up out of here. We was on our way up out of here.
Hey, we want to continue. Gonna,
the way that you're, see, you make me, you sound a little suspicious.
It's
like
suspicious.
How can she get you in trouble?
Because I can't get in trouble by who, J-Man?
I don't know. Because now you got
smooth. I'm smooth.
You smooth.
I'm smooth. Boo boo. You can't get your boy in trouble.
So she can say whatever she
want
to say.
She say whatever you want to say. You know what I'm saying?
So what she knows something.
I bet you won't call her right now.
Nah, I ain't gonna call her right now. I don't have her number.
Look it up.
I don't have her number.
FaceTime.
Right,
Facebook.
We can put it right through
Facebook
the
audio. Call her.
Facebook audio.
Nah, I'm not.
I'll do it for you if you're so scared.
I'm good.
You scared?
I'm good.
Come on, bro.
That's what I thought.
I thought you were confident.
If that person wants us to call her, just comment in the room. Say you want to call.
Why you need approval? Worst case scenario, she just won't pick up. Like, think about it.
And so she can't get you in trouble.
So
anyway.
I can click on their name and it go right to them or something.
Let's see. You want to try it?
You won't get in trouble either.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, right? Worst case scenario, she won't pick up.
You want to try it?
I'll try it.
I don't care.
Try it.
Let's see. Let's see what we got here.
We're about to call.
We need to know what kind of technology we're working with.
How do I do? Oh, you know what? I'm not. Oh, whoa! She said, "Call Jay."
Oh, shit! You call
your phone. Way better, said, man.
This nigga don't want no traces on his shit, right? Use your phone, nigga.
Okay. I don't give a fuck.
He said he don't want no traces on his shit. This is my work phone.
Hey, they about to get ready to call you.
He's scared.
Hey, they said they about to get ready to call you.
Call who?
No, she said you got to call. She didn't say us.
No, she said
you.
This nigga talking about they.
She said the No Nonsense Show crew. She said your name.
I don't think I can get to her because she's not one of my friends.
Oh, come on, Spoon.
I'm not even on Facebook like that.
You don't gotta be on Facebook.
I ain't even on Facebook.
All right, so
this is the thing.
Don't turn the volume up because that's gonna be put that back. Get off the show. Get off the show right now. Like, get out of the show because that's putting that audio through. Yeah, just get out of the show.
Close the app.
There you go.
Big boy.
Now call her.
All righty.
How do you call? I thought you called through the app.
I don't know, man. You don't know her. She said call. You know her number.
Yeah, this nigga's frightened.
No, I only have no
this
number.
This nigga frightened. Why are you scared now, nigga? Why are you so scared?
If you can call the Facebook or whatever, I will answer. All you gotta do, I don't know how to do it from, you know, us live streaming, but if you can call in to us, I promise you I'll answer this phone right now.
And don't
now.
Worry, you can say whatever you want. You ain't gonna get him in trouble.
Not gonna get him in trouble.
Call that shit.
I love when he fucking can't.
He refuses. He won't back down now.
He will fucking run his head into a fucking bloody brick wall. He will not back down.
Yo, I promise you. Oh, wait a minute. You calling?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Hello?
Hey.
Well, hey, you on the No Nonsense Show.
Who is that?
Give us a name we can call you. It don't have to be your name. It don't have to be your name.
Shantae Fantasy?
Yep.
Okay, Shantae Fantasy. Name. That's a long ass name, but okay, Shantae. How are you doing tonight, Shantae Fantasy?
It's Chocolate Fantasy.
Oh, chocolate Fantasy.
That's even better.
Yeah. Is that better, Reggie?
Yeah.
Reggie's really feeling that name.
I like that name.
You got a winner over here with Reggie.
Yeah, he's fucking with that.
She had to come up with that on the fly, you know, so.
So, Chocolate Fantasy, are you in Georgia?
I am.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, she's in town, bro.
Oh, commuter.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the assumption is then, you know what? What the fuck am I doing talking?
Yeah, yeah. Y'all want to call you, so y'all might ask questions.
No, sir. Go ahead. It's on you.
No, I'm just saying. Chocolate Fantasy. They want. Hey, you were saying something about that being. What were you talking about? Were you talking about somebody else being? What were you talking about?
Why don't you know the answer to that?
I don't know.
So you're telling me that she. Why would she not know
that? She's about to answer.
Go ahead, Chocolate Fantasy.
Are you sure you want me to answer these
yes,
questions?
Yes, please.
And be honest.
He says, say what you got to say. That's why you on the show.
Okay, so yeah, we were talking about Jay's Bend.
Yeah. So you were talking about Jay's Bend.
Yeah, we weren't. Well, we did after you did.
But so you were specifically, when you said that bend, you wasn't just random talking about random bends.
No, I was talking about fiber optics. Y'all were talking about how the fiber optics bend.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you know, yeah.
Motherfuckers, like light, it bend corners.
So you know about Jay Smooth's fiber optics?
Come on. Come on, man.
No, I don't know about him personally. I just heard about it.
Oh, so this shit got...
Okay, so you fronted like you wanted us to call, and now you're going to pussy out when you go on the show?
Because you don't want to... Huh? What happened? Say it again?
She said she about to get right. She said she about
get,
to...
Get right. For real, Chocolate. Come on.
Okay, I'm together now. I'm sorry. What's the question?
You...
I'm good.
Jay Smooth Fiber Optics, familiarity.
I'm sorry, what was
that
last time?
This is your opportunity to either vouch for this nigga. Because look, what I'm telling you is, in that room, nobody likes this nigga. So you are his beacon of light.
I don't like Jay is such a likable dude. Why nobody like...
Tell us why. Why is he so likable?
Yeah, tell me your experience with him.
Okay, so Jay's a really nice guy. He's a really nice guy. Great, amazing father. A good friend. I mean...
Great sense of humor.
What that dick do though? Stop playing these games, Chocolate.
I'm being for real. Like,
so what so that dick do? He said you the one to talk about that hook, and then you come on here and talk about you don't know nothing about the hook.
Good dad, what the fuck we talking
about? Don't let me get you in trouble. That's why you on the phone right now, is to get this nigga in trouble. You talking about this nigga's greatest hits about how great a dad he is? And, what? You know we're not here for that, right?
Listen, I only know about the bend through the gray sweatpants. That's it. Like, you know, that's how I know about the bend.
So he's never pulled it out in front of you? Tell the truth. That's a long pause.
She probably that's
statutory. She may not want to put him in jail.
You asked that question because you know Jay will pull that dick out in front of anybody.
So?
Sound like you know it too.
I mean, I don't know.
She's smooth.
Nah. Yeah. Chocolate came on here and fronted.
She had a chance to save this nigga, and she's leaving you out to dry. So you don't owe her any favors, smooth, because she's not helping you out at all.
She said it with her chest in the motherfucking in the room.
Yeah, she said it with her chest.
And then when she got on the show, it was like, oh, well, how, you
under
know,
an alias. She's still, right. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, who are you protecting? That's what I want to know. Are you protecting you or are you protecting him?
Oh, no, I'm protecting him.
Why? You don't have to.
Why?
We're giving you license. Fuck this nigga shit up.
He gave you license.
Yeah. Tell us, smooth.
What? Yeah, I mean, because really, this is, I mean, for people that are not like stupid, when you say you protected him, you said all you need to say. You know what I mean? We know what was what. You just ain't said it, but you said it. You know that, that, right?
Listen, for
okay.
real.
Okay.
Me and Jay just cool. That's it.
Okay. All right. Keep on protecting.
So, somebody in the room said, I'm not saying names, said, oh, she's new. LOL.
Okay. That is a great question. How long have you known Mr. Smooth?
3 years.
Oh, yeah, you still fucking with the representative.
Representative.
I'm no representative. I keep it real all the time. I mean, smooth. That's just me.
You saying that ain't real.
No, I'm serious. Chocolate know me. I just keep it real. I'm me all the
you
time.
You good to her kids, too, right?
I'm me great all the
father.
Time.
I'm
good to all kids.
But has she seen the left behind kids that you, the wake of stepkids you left in your wake? Almost children. Broken relationships.
No, I guarantee he still follows up with those kids.
No, wait a minute. That's only to fuck the mom.
That's only to maybe get back with the right. Mom eventually. Because everything he does is so that he can come back one day and hit it just one more time.
He's like a good realtor. I think Jay Smooth with his fucking his database would be fucking full. Like he would stay, you know, he would put out mailers every month.
Yes.
Like you would know when it's time to buy a house, nigga, call me.
Watch this. Chocolate. So look.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that Smooth will call you when he's riding somewhere and won't really have shit to talk about, but we'll keep you on the phone about 15, 20 minutes or until he gets to his destination?
So I don't know. We talk kind of often. So he calls often.
So he's consistent.
Oh, but she's new though.
I'm always consistent.
She's new though.
I stay consistent. I'm consistent. I'm a consistent guy. You know what I'm saying? I follow through, French. This is why you probably experiencing some of the shit you experienced. You don't follow through. What are they saying, Beyonce? What are they saying?
They say, well, she's new. Like, she has no idea.
I feel like he texted her with his other phone because he got two phones.
He's
like,
no, that was just like, missing there.
Nah, he like,
he said, don't say shit.
Because she started that shit.
No.
I didn't
say anything. That phone's missing there.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't really know what else to ask you if you're not gonna be honest with us.
You gotta spill the beans. You gotta.
I mean, she came. Well, she mean, started. She's like, we talking about his book.
You asked the questions and I answered honestly. Like, I mean, what y'all choose to believe, what y'all want to believe.
You, so you're, this is what you want us to believe, and I believe it. If this is what you tell me you want us to believe, and I believe it, right? You're telling me that his motherfucking hook is so pronounced that you can see this motherfucking shit through his gray sweats, and you are so like, that hook, because you've seen it through some gray sweats.
Enough to where you can make that the statement, like with exclamation marks and laugh faces and all that stuff.
You see that thumper?
I mean, it's pretty pronounced, y'all. Like, I'm so serious.
So he may have the disease?
He got something.
He definitely got the disease, right?
But she also said that she knows that he'll put his pants out.
He pulled it out, yeah.
So she had to.
Come on, man. Right. Come on, man.
I've been around him and some of his friends, and his friends say he will whip it out. Like,
your friends would just say that? Chocolate Fantasy, do I know you?
Well, hold on. I don't think that's her name.
What's her name?
I don't think that's what you said, though, right?
She said Chocolate Fantasy.
Oh, that's it?
Do I know you? Do you know me?
If you've ever hung out at Eddie's place, I may.
I know her.
No, you hung out there.
But I'm saying, I'm trying to further make my case that me and Jay Smoove are not really fucking friends. Because last week he picked Primerica over it. And this week, Chocolate Fantasy's met all the friends. I'm good with it.
Forget last week. He's always picked Primerica over your friendship. Like, every time you've ever talked about Primerica, it's been Primerica versus you, and you've lost, nigga. He's never chosen you over Primerica. That's been since day one. Don't say shit about Primerica, nigga.
Right.
Speaking of Primerica, Jay, when are we going to do my insurance?
Hey, we're talking this week. We're doing it this week. See? Hey, we're doing it this week. That's what I'm talking about.
There
you go.
We're moving forward. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Hey, Chocolate, we appreciate you joining us. Hey, I'm going to come through to the salon. Hey, with that.
What?
With that definition.
Huh? What's the line? This is where baby girl go?
Huh?
This is where,
no, baby girl, she used to go over there.
Pooh Bear. Awesome father. We put in two and two together now.
Because a nigga take his daughter get her hair done.
Yeah, I used to.
So one Saturday every other week.
I take care of my Jada Pooh.
Yeah.
All right, well. Daughter got the nickname.
One weekend every other week.
That's not Carmella, is it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No.
No, not Carmella.
You are, ma'am. You are a long list of women.
So you got a stable of beauticians, huh?
You got a roster. Hey, look, here's the thing, right? He's cheating on you with the hair stuff, right? Like, you're not the only one.
He got other beauticians.
What's crazy is you're not the only one that's been on this show. You're not the only hairdresser. I know, right? It's cool.
Hey, he got to keep the baby hair done.
I feel that.
You got to get somebody with perks.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I would say thank you, but you really didn't.
What are the perks?
Not at all.
Chocolate, we're gonna have you on the show. We're gonna have you on the show again.
Not if you ain't gonna talk real shit.
She gonna talk real shit. She gonna come out and talk real shit.
Are you gonna prep her?
No, I don't prep nobody. They come in and they just say whatever they want to fucking say.
You lie. You prepped me, nigga.
Yeah, we are. Some shit you gotta prep, nigga. Hey, some shit you gotta prep, nigga. This for the listeners. Hey, they might not be ready for all the shit, J Mac. Come on now.
You prep me like, hey, this is our talking points.
Yeah, nigga. Because you'll derail some shit, nigga. I keep you right on focus. Chocolate, we'll bring it back. Chocolate, let me ask you a question before you get up out of here. Hey, we had a topic on this motherfucker about within the first few minutes of meeting the chick, right? And we saying that since you a female on here, we know what guys think when they first see a female, if they want to smash or not, what they think in their mind. Hey, how true is it when a man meets a woman, you meet a guy?
Oh, yeah, we know.
You be knowing.
So,
but this is what we talked about. This is not knowing anything, right?
But what I'm saying is, but what I'm saying is, we know with guys, we give the guys perspective, but most time we don't even have that woman that say, hey, them niggas, hey,
we talked about this.
They can fuck a few minutes.
We know that we would fuck any woman too, right? Yeah. Like, so I mean, that's not a they.
And but like, why they be playing like that? Why they be acting like they don't want to fuck though?
Who that?
The women. They had that in their mind, but then they act like they don't want to fuck.
Did you act like that, Chocolate? Did you act like you didn't want to fuck? Jay Smooth?
So here's the thing. Okay, y'all want me to be real, right?
Yes. Please start.
Okay, why do all Jay Smooth's friends not real?
And why do they always got to ask that?
Like, yeah, just be real.
Like, we want you to be fake.
Hey, don't fall into these niggas' shit now.
See, don't
but go ahead. See, go ahead and talk.
So here's the thing. I will honestly say, first time I met him, I was like, yeah, I hit that. But I have not, and I choose not, and he knows why.
When you say hit that, see, we know a different Jay Smooth than you do. When you say hit that, do you mean like you're hitting him, or is he actually the one doing the hit?
Tell him why.
Because I know Jay's full of shit. That's why.
What if he asked you to milk him? Would you milk him?
Hold on.
How do you know he's full of shit? If he's a good father, she gave the greatest hits.
Listen. Jay is a good person. Put it like this. Jay is a good man. He's a good father. He's a good friend.
Right.
And to a woman that can get him and settle him down, she'll have a good man.
But until then,
he's been full of shit.
Don't exist. So let me ask you a question. That doesn't exist. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever milked a guy before?
Okay, I'm not even quite sure what that is.
So Jay Smooth told us about this almond or a walnut or something that's inside a man's ass where if you rub on it enough...
Prostate, yeah.
It'll milk.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, because you may like, I be doing that shit. Like, man,
you have done this.
And fuck, I have.
You just said like a week ago, see, now this is the real Jay Smooth. See, now, a week ago you said you had a finger in your ass.
Live was fucked up.
Jay, you want to get pegged?
No.
Can the peg make the milk come?
With the finger. He wants the finger, not the whole dildo.
Hey, look. No. Hey, look. Chocolate love. Chocolate fan. Ain't nobody put no fucking dick in me. Dildo.
Okay.
Real. I don't play them games.
You want a finger?
Hey, no. It's okay for the finger. It's okay.
Hey, who is the background?
Yo, Chocolate Fantasy. Chocolate Fantasy, would you say you have normal size hands or big hands or small hands?
Normal size.
Well, he might want two or three fingers, then.
No.
But see what's killing
your bullshit.
No, nigga. No, you are not gonna get away with this.
No, let me ask Chocolate Fantasy this, because I know he's supposed to be running, but this is good. So you're saying that because of all of you know about Smooth, he can't get none. You ain't never just fucked a nigga for the dick?
So maybe in my younger years, but I'm 40. I ain't doing that now.
I'm 40. I'm grown and shit.
This is when the pussy turned to fire. Right. This is when that motherfucker get lit up.
What you think it's getting locked down now? Your shot was back when you was 20.
Well, that's all right. I'll continue to sleep in my bed alone. And
oh, come on, man. See? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
How many cats do you got?
So here's the thing. I have someone that will come over and hold me. Okay, and get up and go home the next morning.
Isn't that French Reggie?
Don't put me into this.
Hold. Is that code for beat the brakes off this motherfucker? Right.
Hold your cervix. What you mean hold?
No, just hold me. Cuddle.
Come on.
I have a cuddle buddy.
It ain't smooth though, right?
Does he like pussy?
No, because it could. That's why I'm asking, is it smooth? Because
I'm a gentleman. No, nigga, I'm a gentleman.
You've been known to be a cuddler. Right.
Jay is a gentleman.
Smooth is a nigga that will lay in bed with you all night and rub your pussy until you give up.
No.
No, he's what?
He'll just lay there and hold me all night.
Oh, so we are talking about Smooth.
No, we're not talking about Smooth.
She was saying, no, she did that shit. You just saying, told her yourself, you know you didn't fuck that, right?
No.
Chocolate, let me ask you this. Do you know you fucked up?
Nah, I told them niggas would walk you down there.
And we did. And you didn't listen to them.
No, she was saying
we heard what she said.
No. We've had conversations like that.
She said you did do that.
No.
She said you did do that.
She said you did. Yeah. She said you did.
Yeah,
it's cool, man.
Okay, let her watch this. I want to see her walk this dog. Go ahead, do it. What'd you say, Chocolate?
I said Jay's the type of man that would do something.
He's
like
the type of man. He probably, one of Jay Smooth's favorite words, he's probably that kind of guy, right?
Yep, see?
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to say no more, girl. You don't need to incriminate yourself no more.
It's cool.
It's already on tape.
Just know, though, that you got to step your game up, because if you have never had a finger in his ass, it's about time to step your game up. Bring the big guns.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. He told you. I mean. No, I didn't.
So, that's what I don't like about women. They don't want to pleasure you. They want you to pleasure them, though.
Yeah, it's all about women.
He told you that's what he likes.
Yeah.
Make that shit happen.
She said, but I like cuddling.
Turn this nigga out.
Cuddle me, no, nigga. Fuck what you like.
You know what? Listen, I got plenty of gloves.
Okay, there we go. Step it up.
That's how you get to number one. If you want to, hey, they say the way to a fucking man's heart is through his fucking stomach. But not Jay Smooth.
No, it's still his stomach. You got to fist him.
Not Jay Smooth.
You got to fist him and touch his stomach.
Get us out of here, be honest.
Yeah.
She's still new. We gotta wait a couple more years and call her back. See how things go.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, you know what, Chocolate Fantasy, we really appreciate you giving us some time.
Yeah, definitely.
Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
You knew we was gonna fuck her up though, right?
I knew y'all was gonna walk her down that path, and that's why I said you gotta watch out. That's why I said I don't prep people, but
you
y'all
know.
Was trying to
prep.
You definitely tried to prep.
You tried to finagle that. What's so funny though to me is that the person in the background was giving up all the juice.
All the juice.
I don't know if the listeners could hear the person in the background with the
getting
little
weak,
comments, right?
In
noises.
The comments, right?
Yeah. Come on, man. So y'all have never smashed.
No. Here we go. We gonna wait for Premium to talk about this?
No, never. I'm never.
Never. Okay. That's cool.
You just lie about the body count.
You just cuddle.
You don't lie about the body count.
I have cuddled with people before.
You've just cuddled with her.
You know what I'm saying? No. Liar. No.
Well, I heard it. So, hey, let's go. Get us out of this one. Thanks for the interaction, folks. Because, we definitely appreciate it. This is what the show fucking is all about, is your interaction. So,
yeah.
Listen, we appreciate y'all hanging in with us through the technical difficulties, but we back live in this bitch.
So look, I know that we gave y'all a full show. We weren't trying to. So if y'all don't mind, go ahead and still tomorrow download the episode so we can get our numbers. And what else we got?
Hey, y'all know this shit is good. Shit is motherfucker. People need to fucking laugh at work. Even though we talk about some crazy shit, people, we keep it real with y'all motherfuckers. At least I do. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out what's the real shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm just saying. But what else? What else? Hey, go out there to glow.fm.
Hey, how's glow spelled?
GLOW.
.fm.
/rare.
Forward slash rare.
And that's rare, RARE.
You have to think about the RE?
Hey, because motherfuckers might spell that shit RAIR. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure motherfuckers know how to spell in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Listeners, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We're going to keep bringing the nonsense because sometimes people just need to laugh. Until next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.